Today's Shia, Mishaburi Yaimi, is Simon Memzayan, Reptiv Sif Yud Aleph. Just a little bit of an intro. We started discussing Birchas HaTorah in Sif Yud regarding the issue of saying Birchas HaTorah after a Shnas Arai, after a person takes a nap. What would a person have to do regarding that? Just to review, so basically we saw that a nap during the day, whether while sitting erect or resting one's head on one's elbows, it's not considered a hesach hadas, an interruption, and does not necessitate repetition of the Birchas HaTorah prior to learning Torah. Same thing would be with a shnas arai at night, a nap during the night. Once again, whether in a sitting position or resting on one's hands, on one's elbows, is not considered a hesach hadas, an interruption, and does not necessitate repetition of the Birchas HaTorah prior to Torah study. Now, we're going to discuss shnas keva, a nap, but a sound sleep, a significant sleep. Literally, kva means like permanent, but here it means like a sound, gesund sleep. And we'll go with the assumption that such a sleep is a half hour a day, or more than a half an hour. We saw that there were shitas that, you know, it could be, you know, as much as 3-4 minutes, or some held even, you know, our makel, say it's 3 hours. So we're going to go with the assumption, standard approach, that we're talking about a half hour, more than a half hour a day. That's a shnas keva. And we're going to see that regarding a shnas keva by day, there's a machlokes regarding such a shluf. And then we'll talk about shnas keva at night as well. So here we go. Shnas keva bayom al mitaso havi hefsek. So the first opinion, the Shulchan Aruch says that a sound sleep by day on a bed, havi hefsek, that's considered an interruption. That is considered a break that will then demand another Birchas HaTorah. V'yesh omrim delo havi hefsek. And others say that it is considered a hefsek, an interruption, that will not demand another bracha. So we have a machlokes whether it's a hefsek which will demand another bracha, or whether it's not a hefsek and therefore will not demand another bracha. V'chein nahagu, and the Shulchan Aruch says, and the minhag is that it's not considered a hefsek. Now let's see what the Mishnah Brura has to say about this. Mishnah Brura, v'chein nahagu, uvelechem chamudos kasav. Lechem chamudos, in the lechem chamudos, is written, v'li nira, appears to me, shehamavarech tavo alav bracha. It appears to me that someone who makes such a bracha, in such a scenario, even though the Shulchan Aruch said the minhag is that it's not considered a hefsek and therefore no bracha is demanded, still he says, "Amavarech tavo la bracha." It's a very good thing to make a bracha anyway. V'chein nag mari mari varech, and he says that was the minag of his rebbe, the Mahari, also to make a bracha. V'chein hiskim apri chadash v'eliyaraba b'shem harbei rishonim v'achronim. And so too the Prichadash Eliyaraba, in the name of many Rishonim and Achronim, V'chein Chasav Agra, and the Gra writes as well, V'chein Hetik Chai Adam, and this is the way the Chai Adam bottom lined it, Lahalacha. The after Prima Gadim Mashma, and even though from the Prima Gadim it's Mashma, Denucha L'smoch, one can go ahead and rely on Allah Minag, on this minhag azeh quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, shalol levarech, not to make a bracha after a sound, significant sleep by day, al kol panim nira pashut. Mishnah Berura says, still, it appears to him that it's Pashit, Dehasomech al Kol HaPoskim. Someone who relies on all these poskim, Shez Karnu, all these poskim that I mentioned, Umevarech, and does make a bracha. If one had a Shnas Keva, one had a sound sleep of a half hour, more than a half hour, and he makes a bracha, Lo Hifsid, he does not lose out, meaning it's not a problem to make such a bracha. Obviously would not be viewed as a bracha levatala. So just to summarize, so the authorities, the paiskim, seem to disagree regarding one who has slept in a bed for more than a half an hour, a shnas keva, during the day. The minag is to not repeat birchas haTorah, no matter how long one slept during the day. And the Mishnah Berura seems to say, a mevarech lo hifsid, based since there's so many poskim that seem to say that making a bracha, tavo alav bracha, in such a scenario, you should make a bracha if you take a significant sleep, a sound sleep by day. It should be pointed out that, although the Mishnah Berura says this, that it would be a good thing to do, the minhag seems to not be that way. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Isha Yisrael says the minhag is not to be mevarech if one takes a shnas keva, asleep for a half hour or more by day. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav also paskins not to make such a bracha. And they quote the Chazon Ish in Dinim Banagos of the Chazon Ish, that someone who sleeps by day also, the minhag is not to go back and make the bracha. So that seems to be the standard opinion, Bizman Hazeh, not to go ahead and make the bracha if one takes a significant sleep by night. Sorry, a significant sleep by day. Now we're going to discuss what happens if he takes a significant sleep, a sound sleep at night. So we go on. Af. Im lamad balayla. Halayla. Halayla. Holech achar hayom. Sha'avar. The night goes after the day that was passed. It's not considered a new day. Therefore, eino tzarech lachzor levarech. So we're not yet discussing, he did not yet discuss if you slept at night. He's still discussing where you slept a significant sleep by day, or didn't sleep at all by day. The next night, the following night, one does not need to go ahead and make a bracha, even though it's seemingly a new day, because normally we say the next night is a new day. Vayera vayiboker, night starts the next day. Legabe, the halachas of Birchas HaTorah, the night follows the previous day and is still considered a continuation of the previous day. Therefore, v'eino tzarech lachzor varech kol zman shelo yashen. He would not need to go ahead and make another bracha as long as he does not sleep. So here he's already discussing the issue of if he sleeps at night, then, as we're going to see, he had slept at night, a significant sound sleep at night, that will already demand a bracha, as you will see coming up as well in Sif Yud Gimel. But now let's look at the Mishnah Berura, Sif Katan Chav Vav, Balayla. If a person learns at night, Rotza Lomar, Afilu Lo Lamad Bayom Klal. Even if he did not learn at all, he's saying, that day. Meaning he said a Berchas HaTorah in the morning. He did not learn the whole day at all. Still, since the Laila goes after the day, he's not going to need to make a bracha at night before he learns. Chav Zayin, Mishnah Berura, She'avar, She'kol Zman, Shehu Neor, as long as what? As long as he was up, mutar alav lilmod. It is incumbent upon him to learn kol zman sheyesh lo pnai, whenever he has a chance. And therefore, ein hefsek vesech hadas chashiv hefsek. And therefore, no break or even mindset break is considered a hefsek l'inyan birchas ha-Torah, because the way that Mishnah Berurah puts it, it's never considered a halachic hefsek and esach hadas from Torah. The only issue would be is if it's a new day, as we'll see coming up, that might be an issue. But since the night follows the previous day, no bracha is going to be necessary at night, even if he didn't learn all day. Chav ches, kol zman shelo yashin, rota lomar shnas keva. This means to say, a what? A shnas keva. He slept a sound sleep at night. Afi aval im yashan shnas keva. However, if he slept a significant sleep, al mitaso, on his bed, afilu betchilas halayla, even if it's in the middle of the night, even if it's in the beginning of the night, chashiv hefsek, it's considered a hefsek. So once he sleeps a shnas keva at night, it's considered a hefsek, and he will need to make another bracha when he wakes up, as we're going to see as well coming up, when he wakes up in the middle of the night, because he slept a sound sleep already at the beginning of the night. Va'afilu hayesh omim shebesif yud alif modeh bezeh. And even the yesh omrim, the second opinion in Sif Yud Aleph, that says that a shnas keva is not a hefsek, and a shnas keva by day is not a hefsek, at night, once he has a shnas keva, that is already considered a hefsek. So the Yesh Omrim in Yud Aleph is only talking about a shnas keva by day not being a hefsek, but a shnas keva at night will for sure be a hefsek. V'im haya neyar kol halayla, and if he was up all night, so if a person was up the whole night, say he was up the whole day and the whole night, and now it's the next day, so this is going to be a machlokas haposkim. Yesh omrim de ein sarach levarach levoker. Some say you do not need to make a bracha in the morning. Yesh omrim de sarach levarach. And others say you do need to make a bracha in the morning. This is the big issue. Shavuos morning. Ki kavu chachamim bracha zu, because the opinion that says you need to make a bracha, even though you were up the whole previous day and night, they hold you need to make a bracha. Why? Because the chacham were koveya this bracha b'chol yom, every day, dum yedishar berachas hashachar, like all other berachas hashachar. It's besides the fact that it's a berachas hamitzvah before the learning of Torah, it also is like a berachas hashavach on Torah, and every day you have to make a birchas haTorah, a birchas haShachar, usafek brachos lahakel, and it's a safek brachos lahakel. So you have this machlokes. So what do you do? So safek, he says, Mishnah Berurah says, safek brachos lahakel. Therefore, you should be makel and not make the birchas haTorah if you were up all night. However, what should you do? So if you're up all day and all night, and the next morning you're saying you shouldn't make a bracha, berachas haTorah, so what should you do? Just not make the berachas haTorah? It was still a shaila, it was still a machloikes, so great, safek brachas lahakel, you don't make the bracha. And the truth of the matter is, it's not so pasha, because berachas haTorah is minat Torah, so why safek brachas lahakel? It's a big shaila. So that's what he says. Ach, im efshar, lo, if it's possible, yireh l'shmoa, person should go ahead and listen birchas haTorah, the birchas haTorah me'acher, listen to the birchas haTorah from someone else. V'yoyim aloi, and tell that person, she kaven lotzio, to tell that person who's saying Birchas HaTorah in the morning to be miyotzi you be'abrachos with the brachos of Torah. V'hu yichaven latzeis, and this person who stayed up all day and all night, should have kavana to be yotzei v'yane amein and say amein. This is what many people do on Shavuos morning. V'yomar achar kach, and afterwards, after he says the brachos for you and your yotzei, you should say eza psukim. You should say psukim k'dei sheyenech shavlo, so it should be considered for you b'makom limud as limud atayra. O yichaven latzeis, or if you didn't have someone to say the brachos for you, in such a case where you were up all day and all night, you should have kavana to be yotzei minimally in Birchas Avaraba, in the bracha of Avaraba that you're going to say in Shachris. And remember to Yilma, take Kef Ma'at, Achash Yikai, Misayim Tfilaso. And remember to say a little learning, and to learn a little bit immediately after Yishmona Esrei, so that you will be Yotzei with the Avaraba as your Birchas HaTorah. And if you remember, what you have to do is you have to be Makbid to go ahead and say your Birchas HaTorah. Sorry, say you're learning right after Shemona Esrei in the case where you use Ava Rabba for your Birchas HaTorah. Now comes the famous Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he says, what would be im haya yashen beyom shnas keva, a person had a good sound sleep by day, al mitaso, on his bed, uvalayla shel acharav, and on the night afterwards, haya neko alayla, he was up all night, Pasak agon Rabbi Akiva Eger paskins the bezel kula yama. In this case, everyone would hold sarach levarech baboker. Everyone holds he would have to make the birchas haTorah in the morning. Ve'ein birchas avas olam shal arvis poteras, and the bracha of avas olam that he said in Ma'ariv would not pater in lo lamad miyad achar tefila, if he didn't learn immediately after the tefila. So these are Rabbi Akiva Eger tainas that, like for example, on Shavuos morning, if you slept a sound sleep by day, even if you were up all night, you would be able to make the Birchas HaTorah by yourself the next morning. Again, the Minhag HaOlam seems to be that everyone tries to be yotzei with someone else, but according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you would not need to, unless you mechavein in avas oilam to be yotzei at night, which you're not, and you learn immediately after avas after myriv to be pater with the avas oilam of myriv, so the sleep in that case by day would ipso facto been according to the deos that say you don't make birchas haTorah the next morning if you're up all day and all night, since you slept by day in that situation, even though sleeping by day doesn't normally make you chayiv in a bracha, here, since it's the next day, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you would be chayiv in a bracha, you'd be able to make the birchas haTorah by yourself. Sif Yud Gimel. Hamashkim kodem ora hayom l'mod. A person gets up in the middle of the night before morning, before it becomes light out, meaning he gets up in the middle of the night. Mivarech Birchas HaTorah. You say Birchas HaTorah even though it's the middle of the night. Eino tzarech lachzor levarech. And you don't have to go ahead and if you're, when it becomes light and it comes time for davening, you don't have to go ahead and make Birchas HaTorah again kishiyelech habesak nesas, when you go to shul in the morning. Mishnah Brura, Chaf Tes. Mivarech Birchas HaTorah. V'af im chazar v'yoshen. Even if you woke up in the middle of the night, and you said Birchas HaTorah, and you went back to sleep, achar kach, shnas keva, you went back to sleep again with another sound sleep, kodem or ayom, oba yom, before the morning, or even by day, eino tzarech lachzor levarech. You do not have to go ahead and make another Birchas HaTorah. Ki mistama daito shel adam, because mistama, the das of a person was, liftor bebracha zu, to pate with this bracha that he made at night, ad shnas halayla shachrav, until the night afterwards. So therefore, if he makes his Birchas HaTorah, and when he wakes up at night after a Shnas Keva at night, even if it's still the night. He would not have to make a bracha in the morning, even if he slept again a Shnas Keva before a night or in the morning. This is all obviously according to the Yesh Omim in Sif Yud Aleph, who says, right, and this is how we're noheg, it's only according to that Yesh Omrim that you don't make a Berachas HaTorah when you have a Shnas Keva by day. Aval, lefi ma shekasav nisham, but according to what I wrote there, the Mishnah Berurah, the af b'shnas keva, even in a Shnas Keva by yom, even in a sound sleep by day, hamevarech lo hifsi, someone who makes a Berachas HaTorah after he sleeps for more than a half hour by day, Kol shekein bezeh, for sure here, shahaya yashen shnas keva kodem rayom, for sure in this case where he slept a significant sound sleep before even the morning, right? According to the Mishnah Berurah, someone who made a Berachas HaTorah would not lose out. However, pashtus, right, based on what we said before, that the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Chazon Ish, and others, all, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, all tain as a minhag in such a case is not to make a bracha. Now, here's another added ha'ara that we did not yet mention, and that is if one goes to bed at night intending to sleep, let's say for a half an hour or more, in order to rejuvenate himself so that he'll be able to learn Torah afterwards, some paskin that the first such sleep is not considered an interruption, and he does not have to make a Berachas HaTorah. Obviously, the bracha should be recited as usual the next morning after arising from his regular sleep, of course. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, Hamashkim Kodem Or Hayom, a guy gets up before the morning and gets up in the middle of the night, Mivarech Kol Seder HaBrachos. He can say all the brachos, the Berachas HaShachar, Chutz Mi Berachas HaNosein HaZavivina, except for the bracha of HaNosein HaZavivina, U Parshas HaTamid, and Parshas HaTamid, Sheyamtim LaOmra, those two things you should hold off, Ad SheYorayom, until it becomes morning, until it's the morning, you should wait until the morning to actually say those brachos. So now, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Kodem Or Hayom, you wake up before morning, even if you wake up after Chatzos, La'eza Inyin, for a whatever reason, V'daito, and your Das is Lachzor V'lishon, your Das is to go back to sleep, Od Achar Kach Shnes Keva, even if you're waking up for some reason after Chatzos, but you have in mind to go back to sleep a Shnas Keva after Chatzos, after you get up after Chatzos, Afilu Achi Yuchal Levarech Kol Eilu HaBrachos. So Afilu Achi Yuchal Levarech Kol Eilu HaBrachos. You can make all these brachos. Meshuv Lo Yitzdarech Levarech Osam Kishir Kama Boker. And you do not need to make these brachos again, even if you sleep again after Chatzos, if you already woke up after Chatzos and made the brachos. Levad, except for Birkas L'Kain Shamar, you should not say Yomar B'li Chasima. You should not say that bracha when you wake up, in such a case after Chatzos, you should say that bracha if you're going to go back to sleep again, you should say it without a Chasima, without Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, at the end of a L'Kain Shamar. V'hamar v'yashena Yomar B'li Yaskar Az Hashem. And ma v'yashena, if you're waking up after Chatzos and you're going to go back to sleep, you should not make that bracha unless you're saying it without the shame Hashem. V'yachakach, and those two brachas, v'yachakach kashiyakum haboker, and afterwards when you get up in the morning, Yomar Osan, you say both of those brachas, b'haskaras, shame umalchus, you say both the L'kai Neshama and the Mavir Shena with Hashem Hashem and Malchus Karoi in the morning, Vayein Beber Halacha. Check out the Ber Halacha. There the Ber Halacha discusses what would be the Yevit if you did make these brachas of Hamavir Shaina and Elokai Neshama with Shem Hashem after Chatzos when you woke up and you went back to sleep for a Shenas Keva. Sivkot Lamed Bezu, Parshas Tamid. Also, Parshas Tamid, you should not make before morning if you wake up at night. V'chol Mishnayas HaKarbonos She'achareha, and all the Mishnayas of the Karbonos afterward, you should also not say, Ki Heim V'mkoyim HaKarvasan, because these are in place of the HaKarva of the Karbon, V'ein HaKarvasan El Biyom, and you don't bring these Karbonos except by day and not at night. Continuing now on in the Shulchan Aruch with the Ramah. Ulechatchila, if you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're going to learn Torah at night, Yitol Yadav Kodem Shivarech Lulmod. You should wash your hands before you make a Berachas HaTorah. Vimlo Yelomayim, but let's say you didn't have water, Yachal Lulmod Levarech Lodatila. You can get up, learn, make a Berachas HaTorah, make the Brachos without any Natila, Kemo Vishav Brachos. Like all brachos that we said, shebevarech kod netila, like all the brachos that we said, you're allowed to make without netila, kidel'el, like we said earlier in Simon Mem Vav. And Mr. Brewer says, sifkan lama gimel, lilmod ulevarech, you could learn and say the brachos, v'yikanech yadav b'chol midi demanki. But you should minimally, right, clean your hands on all types of things that you can clean your hands. Rub it in wood, rub it in dirt. Okay, as we saw earlier in earlier halachas, prior in Siman Dalid. Also in Siman Dalid, we discussed in length what one should do as well regarding the bracha of netilas yadayim when you wash, which is something that we cannot discuss and review again right now. Finally, Yudalid Nashim Mivarchos Birchas HaTorah. Women say the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Mishagura Lamatalad Mibra Mivarchos Birchas HaTorah. Hatam Ayin Ber Halacha. And there's a smag that happens to say that women are chayavos. This is the standard answer. Women are chayavos to learn, lulmod, all the dinim that are shayach to them, and therefore, for sure, they are chayiv, and should say, birchas hatayra.